Maybe you're tired of adult contemporary radio being the same old thing over and over again. If so, tune in to Beautiful Music Tuesdays, 4 to 6 p.m., where we retool, reimagine, and expand the definition of what adult contemporary radio can be. Only here on X-Ray FM.
Listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 FM and K296 FT West Haven, serving Portland at 107.1 FM and K219 KU Nehalem, serving Nehalem, Manzanita, Wheeler, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming live and archived at xray.fm, where radio tis yours. Good morrow. My name is Renee, and welcome to Music Medieval, where I play music from the 6th to the 16th century. That's medieval music, Renaissance music, and early Baroque. That's fantasy film soundtracks. That's dungeon synth that I'll play. I'll play whatever I feel, whatever I wish, whatever the force requires. What? I don't think I've ever had a May 4th show. But I'm going to have a little theme here and celebrate that, no doubt. And what I'm playing right now is actually that, like, if you're watching Andor, there's that in one of the episodes in the recent season, there's a dance scene. Man, I can't even tell you that much about the dance scene, just in case you haven't seen it, because I feel like that's why that dance scene is happening is probably going to be a bit of a spoiler. So I will just say, here is some of that dance music that you would hear, and it's called Nyamos, and it's actually been played throughout Andor, like season one and season two. And if you don't know, it's like Andor is a show that's part of the Star Wars universe, and so yeah, it's played in the first season in various episodes, and I just watched the episode that I played in last night for season two. So it's in my head, and it was good. All right, let's just get into the show. My name is Renee. This is Music Medieval here at X-Ray. Let's do it. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Hey, a little from the Cantina Band in the background there. We're doing a little May the 4th special today. And we just heard from the 16th century. That was Pangue Lingua Gloriosi, as composed by Josquin des Prez and performed by the Choir of Clare College. And then before that, we had Jim Kirkwood with the 1992 release from Ancient Fields, and that was the track Night of the Sun, I think. Originally, the track was titled just Track 1, but I found something to kind of cross-reference it, and I think it's actually called Night of the Sun, or it was later called Night of the Sun. And we had the good lady Enya with Aldebaran. And we had our wake up track that was In the Poison Swamp. That, I love that one. I was going hard to that one in the studio here. And then we started off the set with Nyamos, as composed by Nicholas Britell from the Andor soundtrack. Like I said, it's been played in various scenes, like various mixes of it throughout Andor, which is, if you don't know, it's part of the Star Wars universe. It's a show. Season 2 came out last month. It's excellent. I watched one of the episodes from season 2 last night that features that song. It is the Chandrillion Club Mix. And yeah, so we're doing like a little Star Wars special here. And usually I feel like I save that for like around Comic-Con time, but I got lucky and Music Medieval landed on May the 4th. So let's really embrace that. Coming up next, we have something from Old Holdweller, which I haven't played in a while, and that just can't be. My name is Renee. This is Music Medieval here at X-Ray. Stick around, won't you? It's not a trap.
Thank you.
Well, that was Jordi Savall and his crew, and that was the Marsh Guerrer from around the 16th century. Powerful. And then we had Questmaster, the beloved Questmaster. Folks sure do like Questmaster. And that was Symphony of the Forest Factory. And then we started off, no, we didn't start off the set with The White Stallion by David and Diane Arkenstone. But we did start it off with Magic of the Old Gray Wizard by Hole Dweller. And coming up next, we have Music Medieval favorite. That's going to be Vangelis with Life of Hoth. Just kidding. It's Life of Antarctica, but let's pretend it's the ice planet of Hoth. Okay. They're similar. I wonder where that was filmed actually. Where was Hoth? Where did that take place? The filming location. Okay. Maybe I'll look that up while I'm listening to Life of Hoth by Vangelis. Yeah. Doing a little, Star Wars, May the 4th special. If you feel like texting in on the hit line, that number is 971-220-5979. I have a good feeling about this next set. I'm gonna try to stick in as many altered lines as possible. So let's get into it. My name is Renee. This is Music Medieval here at X-Ray. Keep it locked.
Thank you.
course, the Imperial March, as composed by John Williams. It's a May 4th special. I think this is the first time Music Medieval has ever fallen on May the 4th. Okay, we just heard. Of course, that was Theology Civilization from the Conan soundtrack, as composed by Basil Poledouris. And then we had A de Sous de Monde by Waris, which I finally was able to play. I've been wanting to play that track for a long time. And that's from the Altam Enchant et Mystiques. And that was from, I believe that was released this year or the end of last year. And then we had the sounds of perhaps Tatooine, and it was the Dance of the Burning Sands by Warlock Corpse, and that's from the Bloody Tears of the Desert release. And then we had Life of Hoth, aka Life of Antarctica, as composed by Vangelis. Man, could you imagine Star Wars if Vangelis had done the soundtrack for it? Whoa. Think about that. Could you imagine? That's going to about do it. I'm going to bid you all farewell with one last track. It is the Miko Ewok Celebration. Shout out DJ Nate C. And this is from 1983. And for the longest time, Star Wars was Ewoks. And that's what it meant to me. I hope you have a great day. I hope you have a great, great, great week. And enjoy today. Maybe watch Andor. I think it's pretty good. And I really hope that the Force will be with you always. Thanks, everybody. Bye.